you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, joined by my special guest, Claire.
Hey.
And this is Deliberate Noise. So we have a theme for our show today, and that theme is to do with bands' names. Bands that are names.
Like people names.
People names. We're going to start with a bit of a throwback to the Courtney's self-titled LP way back 2013. Here is local band The Courtney's with the song Insufficient Funds on CITR 101.9 FM.
I need a job, I need a life.
That was Janine's from their self-titled record. Song was called Hits the Bone. And right before that, The Carols with the song Roses. You are listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. Hey, Claire.
Yeah?
Do you think The Claires would be a good band name?
Yeah.
What about The Ninas?
The Ninas would be good. I think...
What do you think would be, like, the best name to be a band name?
The Fredericks? No.
Fredericks. I just went into Spotify and randomly was like, the Gertrudes, because that's probably my favorite name. And there's a band called the Gertrudes.
That's probably a great band, too. You can just tell.
Yeah, we're going to get into the Gertrudes, one of the Gertrudes songs very soon. But before that, I want to play something from the Beths.
The Beths.
The Beths are from...
The Beths.
Auckland, New Zealand.
Ooh.
Here is, by the Beths, it's called Not Running.
Thank you. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not doing this.
I don't have any friends, and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a fucking dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Like I'm not even there at all.
Liquid Rhythm. That was the Ezras. A nice instrumental track. Before that, the Hamiltones with Flowers for Wolfman. And the Gertrudes had the track before that, Walking with Lola. In case you haven't noticed, there is a theme, and it's the names. The names theme. I had a question, Claire, for you, specifically, my special guest.
Yeah.
I need your opinion on something.
Okay.
Okay. When people sneeze, do you say bless you? What do you do?
Oh.
You personally, because I people have varying opinions on this.
Yeah.
And I can't decide.
I need to find something, because I'm not really comfortable saying bless you, because, like,
I don't,
it's like,
really.
It's like I'm not religious at all.
It doesn't
all,
mean
so.
Anything to me. It just, like, is like a habit.
Yeah.
Slash people kind of expected of
but
me.
I don't say anything, and I often feel cold.
Right?
You know? You're like,
yeah.
And it's like, why should I? Like, if you coughed, like, I kind of sometimes, like, am I supposed to be like, excuse you? I think Gesundheit is probably good.
Excuse you is definitely more rude than
it's
not
super
saying anything.
Rude, yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I was just like a sneeze is not painful, nor is it really embarrassing.
It is for my mom.
Oh, really?
You should hear her sneezes. No, you shouldn't. You will
cover
need
your ears.
Earplugs.
Okay. What about you?
Same. Yeah, I like to not say anything, but it does feel rude. But I don't know why it feels rude.
Yeah.
Society, get over it.
Just say, like, goodness.
Goodness. Yeah, sometimes I'm just like, wow.
Yeah, like, all you need to do, people just want you to acknowledge it because they're used to people acknowledging it.
Just give them the Owen Wilson. Just give them the wow.
Nice.
And
wow.
And that's what they want.
Yeah.
That's what people want. It is time for another track. Here's the Marias.
Achoo!
Oh, Claire. This is Out for the Night. Live.
You say I can be cool. It's just all in my head. I'll decide when it's over. Can we try it again?
Can we try it? I'm a nature.
Carry me up in the darkness and I will find you by my side, you by my side, you by my side.
Thank you. Thank you.
I couldn't help but quickly throw in that huge throwback track from the Veronicas. Obviously, that was forever. We couldn't do a band names episode without some of the Veronicas. I hope you enjoyed that, Claire.
I loved that.
You mentioned something again about your sister used to make.
Oh, yeah. My sister used to edit together horse montages to that song.
Horse montages.
Yeah, just videos, like stock videos of horses. When we were tweens.
Such a tween thing to do. I love it.
Like tweens in the early 2000s.
I used to listen to that song and sing it really loud before I knew what spending the night really meant.
Ooh.
Innocent child. Okay, next.
You're like,
terrible, terrible name. The Gregorys. Here is from their album Ophal Truth, a song called Bungalow.
Forgotten.
Nobody cared, no.
someone's on and she cried and she rides and she's ready to start in the chapter of a life somewhat better than she finds the real meaning of this dream is love.
I'm pretty sure that band is called Les Shirley, like the Shirleys, like French, like Les, like the.
Oh.
Do you think? Les Shirley?
Français.
Otherwise, it's Led Shirley. I don't really know. But I'm assuming it's Les Shirley, as in French for the Shirleys. But anyway, that was their song, Caitlin Montana. And I hope you liked it. You're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR. My name is Nina Panini, and I'm so lucky to have my special guest, Claire, here.
Hey.
So,
names.
Yeah, you asked me about my name.
Names. How do you like your name?
I really think my name suits me.
Mm.
I don't know if I've already talked about this once, but for the first time, I'm in a situation where I work with someone with the same name as me, and I've had to get used to not answering to my name.
Oh.
Because people are pretty much never talking to me when they say my name, because they're talking to the other Nina.
So you're desensitized to your own name.
Exactly. And it's a weird thing I've had to get used to, but
yeah,
probably so many people in the world already know what it's like if you have a common name.
Yeah.
But for a while I was Nina 2.
Ooh.
On the
That's rough.
I know. And then recently I gained some respect and finally we're using my last initial, which feels
Nina
a lot
R.
better. Yeah, exactly. Nina P, excuse
Nina
me.
P.
Which feels a lot better than Nina 2.
Yeah, Nina 2 is a little rough.
It is, yeah.
Sequels are never desirable.
As good. Is that an argument we can even make?
Are you? Yeah, if you're Nina 2,
sequels
you're
are
Nina
never
the
as
sequel.
Good.
I mean.
What about Cars 3?
That was an exception. Obviously.
Okay, here is an old track from a band from England in like the 80s, 90s, late 80s. This is called Blue, and it's by the Charlottes.
Thank you.
Shout out to my friend Charlotte. Happy birthday. I love you.
I don't know you.
That was a band called The Emilies with the song Sunday Fashion. And you heard The Fionas before that with their song Untitled. Claire, so some of the bands we've been playing, the name like comes obviously from one of the band members. So like the Courtneys, one of the three members is named Courtney, or the Beths, the lead singer is named Elizabeth. But some of them, there's no one with that name in their band, and they just like either randomly chose it, it seems.
Yeah.
Or named it after someone. So like the Veronicas, neither of them is named Veronica.
Huh.
They got their name from Veronica from the Archie comics.
Yeah. And probably the Bettys too.
Probably. And the Archies too. They don't exist. I don't know. But this next band called the Kims named their band after Kim Deal, who is a really big deal. Member of the Pixies and the Breeders. So yeah, people love Kim Deal. And some people use Kim Deal as their password for certain things. But I won't say who. Anyway, right before we go, I want to mention Shindig.
Yeah.
Which is happening starting tomorrow. And is it every Tuesday?
Yep. The 14th, the 21st, and the 28th. And cool. The 31st.
Whoa. Okay, so if you don't know what Shindig is, real quick, it's like a battle of the bands put on by CITR yearly. And you can win awesome stuff if you're in a band that wins Shindig. So everybody can come out and watch four bands at a time compete per night. And it happens at Redgate Tuesday nights.
Tuesdays.
And they probably announce the winner of the four every night, or maybe not. But I'm not sure how they're doing it this year. But it's always fun because people...
On the event, it says that the four finalists will be announced on Wednesday, January 29th.
Ooh, so we have to wait to see who wins.
Yeah.
That's cool, too.
Yeah.
But either way, it's really fun because it's a competition. So people are playing their very best. So you're really seeing some good stuff. Tomorrow you can catch Kylie V, Emily Toyota, Wild Friar.
And Morton Munch.
Morton. I think it's actually Monk.
Oh, that's my bad. There's a little accent on the U.
Umlaut?
Eh.
Something like that. Anyway, go to Shindig at Redgate. And thank you for tuning in to Deliberate Noise.
Thanks.
We'll catch you again here next Monday at 5 for more Deliberate Noise. And have a really great term at school, Claire.
Thanks.
You're welcome. We're going to end with the Kims. This is their single, Bad It Gets, on CITR 101.9 FM.
I get so down, you don't even know it, you can't even guess. I get so down, you don't even know how bad it gets. And it takes so long till they stop manning all my aching bets. And it takes so long, and there's no knowing how long I last. If my time is fucked, and the food's expired, and the houseplant's dead. Incomplete, nice and sweet, rotting in your bed. And no force of nature can move my high maintenance ass. And I get so down, you don't even know. Progress, been hanging out for it. It's the fun.
get so down.